like to open up with a statement?
Well, anytime you win a game, that's a real positive. I was proud of our guys. I thought that, while we didn't play perfect, we made enough plays to win. It was a game we had a hard time getting them off the field. Again, I don't know what their third down. Yeah, 13 of 20. They did a nice job possessing the ball. But in the end, when we had to have a drive to kind of keep the game safe, we were able to put it together offensively. Thought some of the guys made a big play. I was proud of our two freshmen. We started two true freshmen offensive linemen in the game at left guard and left tackle, and they continued to play. And we had three true freshmen who started on offense. So for them, we'll watch the tape, but I was proud of the way that they fought and played in the game.
Questions for Coach?
I imagine it was nice to see Justin have a nice long run and then a couple of tougher runs in there.
Yeah. We got started well early. I really felt like the third and 13 they converted. If we could have got them off the field there, I felt like with the momentum we had, we might have buried them right there. But to their credit, the kids scrambled, made the first down, and you know, they hung around and kind of stayed in the game.
Safeties in the game, you know, it wasn't a great game for the defense, but the safeties really played for a good game.
Corey made some big plays. He made some nice tackles, and you know, he's the guy. He had a couple third down stops where he, you know, on stunts and blitzes where he tackled the guy for a loss. But yeah, we've got to play better than that defensively in our league, or we'll get killed.
It seemed like Justin struggled a little bit to get to the perimeter today and make some catches on the edge.
I don't think it was Justin as much as, you know, sometimes I don't think our A-backs had a great game blocking. So therefore it was kind of hairy sometimes, but you know, he made some plays too. I mean, the naked boot, the touchdown, not sure he just kind of outran him and cut back. Dedrick Mills got a nice block, but I think he might have been the only one. And you know, he got the big third down on the little follow play, so he did some things. I mean, I'm sure he'd tell you that the series right before halftime, we missed a couple opportunities in the throwing game, maybe to score a touchdown, and then, you know, to go down and miss that chippy field goal, that's not like Harrison. He's usually automatic. So, but we came out and the defense got a stop there in the third quarter and actually got a couple, and then we were able to go down and match them score for score. There wasn't very many possessions again. You know, I think we had it counting the last drive there to kill the clock four times in the second half.
That came out roaring first two possessions. You ran five plays.
The first play we hit them with a little belly option play and you know, hit the seam. And the second play, they had nine guys within 2 yards of the ball. You know, hard to cover four vertical with nine guys on the line.
Can you talk a little bit about your passing game today? Got some nice plays from Brad Stewart, had a great catch.
Brad had a nice back shoulder catch. yeah, we did some things. We converted some third downs. Ricky had a couple third down catches. Yeah, it was good. I still think we left some out there.
You were missing one of your better defenders today with PJ. Was the decision to move Alfred over because he had the experience and could line up?
Well, he's been playing there all year. I mean, it's been pretty much a three-man rotation in there, and Victor's been the fourth guy. And Trey Jackson actually played a little bit in there today. But, we had several guys that were out. I mean, we had both starting offensive tackles out on offense as well.
Did it make any difference to the confidence of the defense or the offense that they were able to get the stop on the first possession this game the first time?
I don't know what it meant for their confidence. I mean, we talked at halftime about what happened the last time we went in up 35-10 and went to sleep, and they came roaring back, and at least we got, you know, we got the stop. And then our first series on offense wasn't very good. We tried to do something I put in at halftime, and with freshmen we screwed it up. But I should have known that. I mean, it's hard for them not to screw it up when they practice all week. So you're not going to make too many adjustments at halftime with them.
Your V-backs finally kind of hit their number. They've been talking about getting 1 to 150 together.
Early on, we were running more two-way stuff. We weren't running the B-backs a lot, but in the second half, we got them going a little bit, yeah.
When did you know DeHazel was going to have to be the starter?
Tuesday.
How did you see him reacting and just handling this week in the game?
You know, I had to watch the tape, but I thought he did okay. I mean, I know he'll play hard. And he and Parker were side by side over there, and we were running Diedrich right behind them. So we had three true freshmen over there on the left side.
I imagine if I told you at the beginning of the year you would start two true freshmen in this game, you'd put up 400 yards of offense, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah, well, especially on the number of plays. I don't know how many plays, 55 plays. Yeah, we can't get on the field. I mean, you're not going to get a lot of yards when you can't get the ball. So.
Anything else for Coach Johnson?
That third down pass to Brad.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, it's a big play. It seemed like you're going to get stuck in there. Was that just solely to go to him? Was it like it was good?
Well, they played press man coverage, so it was going to go to him. I mean, it was a route combination, and he converted when they pressed him, and so it's a back shoulder fade. If you don't beat him deep, it's back shoulder, and, you know, Justin threw a nice ball, and Brad made a nice catch. One of them got it. Just like their first series, they hit the back shoulder on third down over on their bench. You know, they did a nice job executing.
How important was this win going into the bye week?
Every win's important. It's hard. It's hard to win. You know, you can look at the scores today and see it's hard to win. So anytime you get a win, you got to be happy and you try to build on it. We sure haven't played our best football yet, both offense and defense. Hopefully that's in front of us. But, you know, anytime you win, it's good.
A couple more for Coach Johnson.
And they've got some good football players, guys. I mean, some of their kids on offense, those seniors, are good players. I think they've got really good receivers. I think they've got good backs. Those two quarterbacks are both hard to tackle. They're good players.
Regarding the defense, what is there any particular that you want to see, whether it's tackling or?
Well, we'll look at the tape. I mean, it's third down defense. We've got to find a way to get off the field. How many times did we have them, you know, third and seven, like I said, third and 13, third and 11, third and whatever? You know, we got to find a way to get off the field.
Anything else for Coach?
Now, the good thing is we didn't give up too many big plays on defense, and so, you know, the play average per play, they ran 83 plays and had 335 yards. But what happens is they just stay out there, and it's a nightmare trying to call plays on the other side because you never see the ball. And you know, if you got one screw up, people are doing to us what we've done to them for 100 years. It's not any fun.
Anything else?
I noticed that Ted was up in the box. That is his decision to go there.
Yeah, I mean, I let him go wherever he wants. You know, he came to me on Monday and said, "Hey, Coach, you mind if I go to the box?" I'm like, "No, personally, I think he was better off up there anyway. You can see better. Hell, I've thought about going up there myself."
All right, thank you, Coach.